Good afternoon, CHRY. This is Ome Sama Rahimtullah, and I am joined on the line by Sanjay Verma, who is an activist in the Bhopal campaign and also a survivor of the terrible disaster in 1984. Sanjay, welcome to CHRY. So, Sanjay, can you tell us a bit about what happened to you on the night of December 3rd, 1984?
Well, I was born in July 1984, so I was a few months old when it happened. So I do not remember actually what happened that night. I was too young.
Okay, and from the stories that you've heard then from your family, from other people in your community, what was the feeling like? What happened on that night?
Okay, I remember when I was in an orphanage with my sister. Actually, I and my sister, we lived in an orphanage. We grew up in an orphanage. So I remember when I asked my sister what happened to our parents. And the reason why I asked my sister, because I had no one with me at the parents' meeting at my school. So when I saw my friends coming with their parents to the parents' meeting, and I had nobody with me. So that day, I remember when I was in the orphanage, I asked my sister what happened to her parents. So she was like, they all died that night, and then she told me about that night. So I asked her, how did we survive? So she was like, I ran away. I took you in my arms. I wrapped you in a blanket and I ran away. So that's the reason we survived.
And your parents didn't survive, but your sister was able to leave with you.
Yes, actually she said that everybody was running that night. They were screaming, they were shouting, they were saying, run, run, gas is leaked, run, run. So she also started running, and she had me in her arms. So it was quite difficult to see around because it was clouds everywhere. So people were running, and they did not know where they were running. So and it was, as my sister said, it was quite difficult to see properly. So she did not even see where our parents and other siblings were. So our parents and five other siblings, they died that night.
And there was a lot of people who passed away that night, but then there were also within the next 3 days and then years after people who were dying. Can you tell us a bit about that and what were the consequences of that continual kind of death?
Yes, of course. According to the government figures, there were around 3,800 people had died. But when according to the people who were carrying away bodies from the streets, from the houses, they say that around 7,000 to 10,000 people had died in the next 72 hours. And so far, 25,000 people have died. And we believe that at least one person is dying every day because of the consequences of the gas that leaked that night.
To this day, one person is dying every day.
Yes.
And can you tell us some other stories you might have heard in the community regarding that night or, you know, since then, stories from your family, maybe from your community?
Well, I do remember, a woman who was saying that Sunday, the people who died that night, they were lucky because they never lived to survive, and they never lived to live this kind of life, because we all are like living dead. We are dying every day. So people who died that night, they were lucky.
And Sanjay, can you tell us, you know, when you say people are dying every day, what are people dying of? How is this community still being affected by what happened in 1984?
Well, actually, Bhopal disaster, it happened in 1984, but I believe that this continues to happen because the groundwater around the factory is being contaminated because of the toxic waste which is lying in and around the factory. So people living around the factory, they are forced to drink contaminated water, and in results, like the parents who have been drinking contaminated water, their children are being born with several birth deformities and disabilities. So not only the people who inhaled gas that night are suffering, also the people who are living around the factory, they are suffering because of the water contamination.
And what other kinds of social implications are there? There's the water, but I'm sure there's I think I had read just respiratory problems that are resulting from people who did inhale the gas, and many other kinds of implications.
Well, the chest pain, eye problems, and breathlessness are the main problems with people who were exposed to suffering from. People who were exposed to gas are suffering from. But these are similar problems with the people who are exposed to water contamination.
And Sanjay, you are part of this campaign to bring justice to the people of Bhopal and to their children. What kinds of demands are you asking of both Dow Chemicals and of the Indian government?
Well, as I said, I did not know about disaster. Even I and my sister, we did not talk much about disaster. So I remember my brother. Actually, we were three survivors from our family. So I remember my brother who came up with an organization right after the disaster. The name of the organization was Children Against Carbide. He had like children from the community who came up with that organization and fighting for their rights. So then I came to know about my brother and how he was fighting and what were the reasons behind the fight and all. So then automatically I myself got involved in the fight, and I joined like other organizations fighting for the rights of Bhopal gas victims. So when I saw like people, like men, women, like old people who are in their mid-60s, 70s, even after suffering, they are fighting for their basic rights. Then I decided that, because I was one of them, so then I decided that I'll do whatever I can because I am one of them. And so how can I like turn myself away from them? So our demands, actually I would not say these are our demands. These are our rights. We deserve, because the people who are exposed to gas, they deserve proper treatment for their life, for the rest of their life, which government and the companies responsible behind the disaster should have provided decades ago.
And so what... Oh, sorry, I was going to ask, what are these rights then? You're right, their rights are not demands. So what is it that you are demanding of your rights from the government and Dow Chemicals?
Yeah, we demand proper treatment to the people exposed to water and gas. We demand clean water to the people who are exposed to gas and water, people who have been drinking contaminated water. So, and also we demand financial rehabilitation to the children who are being born with several birth deformities and disabilities. We demand pension for the people who cannot work since the disaster, because they were exposed to gas, and because of that they cannot do any kind of work.
And what is the organization that you're part of, and can you tell us a bit about them and their organizing?
Well, we fight together, for instance, like International Campaign for Justice in Bhopal, Bhopal Group for Information and Action, and two other organizations. So we fight together and we work together, yeah. Apart from this, I'm a student doing my master's in business economics. Whenever I have time, I participate in whatever I can do.
And Sanjay, this is a very has been a very long struggle. And I wanted to ask you, we know what has happened in the past 25 years. You have given us a lot of insight into what are the lingering implications of this disaster. I wanted to ask you, where do you see the next 25 years? What are your hopes for the future?
Yeah, it's a good question. Excuse me. Yeah, I said it's a good question, but I believe that since people from Bhopal are fighting since the disaster, for instance, like we have victories as well. For instance, the compensation which was with the government, they had to distribute among the people who were exposed to gas, and so far, non-contaminated water is being supplied to like half of the affected communities. Yeah, so we have to. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. For instance, the non-contaminated water, which is being supplied to half of the communities, is still like irregular, and people are complaining. People who are living there, they're complaining that they do not have enough water. So I hope that we will get all of our demands met in even before the next 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Sanjay, is there anything else that you wanted to add, maybe discuss something that we haven't been able to bring up yet?
I just want to say that the whole world should take a lesson from Bhopal. They should take a lesson from what happened in Bhopal. And they should not think that it's only Bhopal, because there are many chemical companies around the world, and people are not aware actually what they are making and manufacturing. So they should come forward, and they should put their all effort so that this in Bhopal can be done, so that a lesson can be given to the multinational corporations like the chemical corporations who are responsible behind this disaster. So people from the world, they should take a lesson, and they should, after helping Bhopal, we all together should give a lesson to other companies so that they can think many times before they do any kind of business.
And Sanjay, just before we end the interview, I was hoping that you could let our listeners know where they could follow your campaign, the organizations that you're a part of, where they could find more information.
I did not get your question.
Sorry, if our listeners want to continue following what's going on in Bhopal, how can they do that? Is there a website for your organization that will give information?
Yes, we do have more than two websites, but let me give you information of two websites. One website is it's www.bhopal.net, bhopal.net, www.bhopal.net. This is International Campaign for Justice in Bhopal website. And one more website is www.bhopal.org.
Sanjay Verma, thank you very much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.